Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of You Don't Say. This episode I have Chris, my husband, joining me as we discuss The Devil's Tower.
Hello. You didn't give me a time to like say hello. Anyway,
keep going. Yes, I did. You said hello. A little bit of background on us. We've been married for 11 years. We met in high school and we've had 2 kids together. And here we are on this journey.
What?
Yeah. Would you like to say anything?
Nope, that's correct. That is an accurate statement.
Accurate statement. Accurate statement. So today we're going to be talking about the Devil's Tower. Do you remember the Devil's Tower?
Yeah, we went there.
We have gone there, yes. Yes.
We camped at the bottom of it.
We did. We camped out at it. So, a little bit about what Devil's Tower is. It is a national monument located in Wyoming in the United States. And it is also known as Bear Lodge Butte. It is a butte, which is an isolated steep hill with vertical sides and a small, relatively flat top. And it stands 867 feet from its summit to its base. And the summit, which is the top of the butte, yeah, is 5,112 feet above sea level. And it has been a national monument since September of 1906. So well over 100 years it's been one of our national monuments.
Is that one of the oldest ones or no?
I didn't look that up.
Oh, okay. Just curious. Seems pretty old.
It is pretty old, but it's older than that, but that's as long as it's been a national monument.
Okay.
So, funny thing about the name The Devil's Tower. I know a lot of people hear that and they're like, oh no, what is that? So, in 1875, during an expedition by Colonel Richard Irving Dodge, his interpreter reportedly misinterpreted a native name to mean Bad God's Tower, and hence was then known as Devil's Tower.
So it was just a misinterpretation.
The name is a misinterpretation.
Okay.
In 2005 and 2014, there were proposals to rename Devil's Tower to Bear Lodge, which is what it is known for in some of the native languages. But in 2015, local state senator Ogden Driscoll, not entirely sure that's how you pronounce his name, but best guess, opposed the change and it remains the Devil's Tower. They feared that it may hurt tourism if they change the name like that.
Yeah, Devil's Tower would draw me in more than Bear Lodge.
We're weird though, so.
Yeah.
As mentioned, some of the native tribe in the area call it Bear Lodge Mountain.
Why?
We'll get there.
Okay.
We're working on it. Okay. So, those tribes are mostly the Kiowa and Lakota Native American tribes, and they hold the Devil's Tower as a sacred land, and it is highly regarded by many other Native tribes. So, there are many folklore tales that include the Devil's Tower and how it came to be. One such legend is a group of children were out playing and were spotted by several giant bears who began to chase them. In an effort to escape, the children climbed atop a rock and fell to their knees and prayed to the Great Spirit to save them. The Great Spirit, having heard their prayers, made the rock rise from the ground to the heavens so the bears could not reach the children. In an effort to climb the rock, the bears left deep claw marks in the sides, which had become too steep to climb, the marks we see today.
Okay.
Which is where it looks like the rocks are broken off.
Yeah.
When the children reached the sky, they were turned into the stars of Pleiades, okay, which is a constellation.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yep.
Okay.
So, there's a little bit of background on why it would be called Bear Lodge Mountain.
But why lodge? I get bear because it's, the bears were chasing them, but why lodge?
I don't know. I actually didn't read anything about why lodge.
Lodge is usually a place where people would stay.
Generally.
Okay. That's what I thought. I thought it was going that way when it was Bear Lodge. Like, bears stayed there, but it's solid.
But there's also not a lodge near there, so.
Yeah.
Or not that we saw when we went. Hmm. Did I skip that page? Nope. The first known ascent of Devil's Tower by any method was in July of 1893 and was done by William Rogers and William Willard Ripley. They completed this first ascent by constructing a ladder of wooden pegs driven into the cracks of the rock face. So those claw marks from the bears.
Oh, okay.
The ladder lasted for approximately 30 years and many climbs before falling into disrepair. I don't understand why these men let the ladder fall into disrepair if they were using it regularly.
Oh, they probably just got too old to climb it anymore.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of like how a farm goes down when the farmer gets old.
Yeah,
they were farmers.
Yeah, they probably used it until they couldn't anymore. No, with the name Devil's Tower, who wants to go near it? So
maybe. Possibly. Which is why a lot of people haven't heard of or been there.
Yeah.
So a few of the wooden pegs are still visible and intact when you go hiking on the 1.3-mile tower trail. There's apparently multiple trails around the tower. So, fun fact. In 1941, George Hopkins landed via parachute onto the summit of Devil's Tower without permission. It was a publicity stunt resulting from a bet.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
He had the intent to descend via a descent package that was dropped, but had slid over the edge and was lost.
Yeah.
A second attempt to drop the package. There was a second attempt to drop the package, but weather made the ropes unusable.
Yeah.
Can't talk. The rain and cold made the ropes freeze together.
Mm-hmm.
So couldn't use them.
Yeah, so he was just kind of stuck up there without anything.
Hopkins was stranded for 6 days, being exposed to cold, rain, and 50-mile-per-hour winds. Eventually, Jack Durrance, who climbed Devil's Tower successfully in 1938, led a rescue team to ascend and bring Hopkins down. And the incident was widely covered by the media at the time.
Well, I mean, if you wanted a publicity stunt, that's one way to do it.
That's what, yeah. Endanger your life.
Yeah. He tried to go for supplies, but 6 days without him, that'll draw some attention.
Yes. You can still climb Devil's Tower today, but due to native ceremonies, there is a ban during June in respect of the tribes in the area. It's a requested ban, not an enforced ban.
Yeah.
Ban. They try to, most people respect the ban.
Yeah.
But not everyone does. Unfortunately. So there have also been some mysterious fatalities of people trying to climb the tower.
What do you mean mysterious?
They don't quite know exactly how they died or what caused them to have the accident that caused their death. In 2003, a Bozeman woman fell 350 feet off of the monument where she rappelled off the end of her rope. Normally, there would be, like, knots or...
Yeah, something to stop you.
Something to stop you from just falling off the end of your rope. For her, there was no evidence that there was.
So, I don't know.
They don't know how that happens, that she was apparently experienced. I don't know.
Maybe she was trying something new, and it definitely didn't work.
It did not work out in her favor. She was the fifth fatality and third rappelling incident in the park's recorded climbing history at that time of more than 100 years. So, not a whole lot of people have died, but a few.
Yeah.
The very first one was in 1986 when a 16-year-old died from his injuries from an undetermined height trying to climb a leaning column without the aid of ropes.
What is Leaning Column? What do you mean?
I didn't look that up.
Okay.
But I'm assuming it's part of the Devil's Tower.
Oh. Was he with other, like a group, or just solo?
It didn't say.
Okay.
Literally, some of these little entries that I found about the fatalities were maybe two paragraphs.
Oh. Okay.
And most of it wasn't very much. It told their names, but I'm not going to say their names.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if, like, if he was with a group, like, did they push him, or if he was by himself, like, was it just an accident?
Don't know, but he was climbing it without ropes, so, you know, he fell, was injured, he died at the hospital later.
Oh, okay.
The most recent one that I could find was in 2017, a lawyer fell from his death from an undetermined height. And he was wearing a helmet, but it was determined that he died from major head injuries from impacting the rocks below.
Yeah.
So they don't know how high up he was, but they say that he was with a group. Yeah. He was with two other climbers, and that he was about 57 to 60 feet in front of them. So he was leading the climb.
Okay.
And he fell. So he must have fallen pretty dang far and hard.
Yeah. Yeah, the helmets don't stop the impact when your whole body's falling.
I guess from a high up, it wouldn't, but yeah. I would think it would help a little.
No, it stops things from hitting your head, not the ground hitting your head.
Not your head hitting the ground.
Well, I mean, when you're going down, like, the ground's there. It's not budging.
No, so, it's not.
Yeah.
And then he hit rocks.
Yeah.
So the rocks aren't even as soft as the ground.
Yeah.
The ground's not soft. It's not going to give way. So, little bit of information, a little tidbit information. Devil's Tower was used in the 1977 film by Steven Spielberg, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And it is used as a landing site for the UFO. It's like literally on the movie poster.
Yeah.
Up under the big spaceship they use in that.
Yeah.
And as we priorly mentioned, there is a KOA campground at the base of Devil's Tower.
Yeah, that's where we stayed.
That is where we stayed when we went. And each night they play the movie Close Encounters of a Third Kind.
Yes.
On a projector screen. And you can just sit outside under the stars in the shadow of Devil's Tower and watch the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure they get really annoyed watching that movie every single night of the week for the entire year.
The people who work there, maybe.
Yeah.
But tourists, I'm sure, enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, I'm good.
I'm sure that after the movie came out, there was a lot of alien connection to the Devil's Tower, but I couldn't really find any type of alien occurrences with it. I was looking for it, but...
Well, from what I know, when we were there, like, there was just a bunch of, like, alien memorabilia.
Yeah.
But that was all based, because it was all coming from the movie.
From the movie, yeah.
So, yeah.
But I would think, you know, somebody would have had some sighting stories or something like that, but there was nothing. Yeah. There was nothing, especially with as much mythology, native mythology as around there, you'd think.
Well, I mean, like you said, with the native mythology, like, those, they were not talking about
aliens.
Any other creature making it was bears.
Yeah, so. all of the folklore I found and any kind of tales all involve bears of some kind. So either giant bears or regular bears or...
Yeah, which that would make sense because, like, the side of it's like just jagged lines going all the way down. So mm-hmm. It kind of looked like claws.
Hexagonal.
Yeah. But, in my head, it reminds me of, like, bears, like, clawing at a door, you know, just clawing their claw marks in the side mm-hmm. of the thing. So how did it form?
So Devil's Tower is made up of porphyritic phonolite rock type formations.
Okay.
So basically that's igneous rock, which comes from magma.
Okay.
So it's the way they form in the hexagonal shapes.
So like a volcano?
Kind of, yes. It is believed that the Devil's Tower was formed by an igneous intrusion, and maybe the remains of what was once a large explosive volcano. Theories have suggested that Devil's Tower is a volcanic plug of an extinct volcano. So that's where the last time it erupted, the center of it cooled and it stayed that way, and the earth around that eroded away and left the center magma plug there. So that's what we see now. They have found lots of materials the same age to suggest that this theory, it supports this theory.
Okay.
In many areas of in Wyoming near there. So, and they have done lots of tests on all the rock formations that show that it is about 40 and a half million years old. So
is that the only type of formation that's been like that? Like, are there other potential cores of the volcanoes out there?
Plugs,
yeah.
I haven't found any. There are some butte formations. In Oregon, I want to say, but they're like a lot smaller, and I don't think they were made of the igneous intrusion like this one.
So this is just kind of native to North America. There's been nothing else like around the world.
I didn't find anything, but I also didn't look that hard. I was researching this particular one.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like how they, like if they're figuring out that the Devil's Tower is the plug from a previous volcano. Like, do they have other ones to tie it all to kind of go, see, it happened over here, so this could be it too.
Based on what I'm reading, I don't think so, because this is just one of many theories. It just, in my personal opinion, it seems like the most likely one, because it seems to have the most evidence to support it.
Okay.
So there are some theories that support similar things happening, which would be like the ground was flat and an igneous intrusion where it just kind of like rose up from the ground, kind of like what was in the folklore.
Okay.
You know how rocks shift and push and pull, you know, each other all over the place. So something like that. That's one of the theories as well. But it definitely, since we've been there, we've seen it, and all the pictures, it looks like the center of a volcano.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the base of it looks like a small volcano around it. So, but most of the time when volcanoes deteriorate and they go extinct, they leave a caldera, which is a depression in the earth.
Right.
Instead of an intrusion like Devil's Tower.
Yeah, it just seems weird that like this is the only one that it's done that, like, mm-hmm. or it's been formed like that. So.
Right. But like I said, they've found some of the rock formations, or the I forgot the word.
The what?
They have found pieces and chunks of rock near there, like from an explosive volcano. The explosive.
Okay.
To kind of like prove it. It seems like there's a lot of evidence that supports this theory. So, and it, like I said, looking at it and seeing it and knowing about igneous rocks and how it's formed and stuff like that, it just kind of seems like the most likely theory, in my personal opinion. But I am not a scientist, so.
Cool.
Yeah, so like I was saying, you know, most volcanoes, when they deteriorate and they go extinct, they leave a caldera. There is one particular one that we're going to talk about next episode that kind of goes hand in hand with the Devil's Tower. It's opposite. It is more down south. I want to say Nevada, but I'm not 100% on that. But it's called Crater Lake. And it has some spooky tales to go with it as well.
Cool.
So, lots of mysterious fatalities on that one.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Yes. Hopefully you'll do that one with me too.
Probably. All right. So, you got any other information on that one?
That's all I got this time.
Cool. I like it.
I would like to take a quick moment to thank you for listening to this episode. Really hope you enjoyed it, and if so, don't forget to like and or follow on your go-to podcast platform to keep up with every episode. I'll be coming at you soon with new morbidly weird and interesting stuff.